A significant number of the refugees relocated to an Australian detention camp on the Pacific island of Nauru are victims of assault, sexual, and child abuse, according to a leaked cache of 2,000 incident reports revealed by former Save the Children staffers. Over half of the abuse incidents involved children, who make up only 20% of detention camp residents. The Guardian newspaper, which published the 2,000 incident documents, reported that some of the alleged abuse incidents were perpetrated by security guards. Now the Australian Medical Association has called for an independent inquiry to assess the mental health and living conditions of detainees held at Australia's two offshore detention centres. The centres were established for asylum seekers apprehended at sea as they attempted to enter Australia. Anna Neistat, a senior researcher with Amnesty International, protested that Australia's policy of exiling asylum seekers who arrive by boat is cruel in the extreme. Few other countries go to such lengths to deliberately inflict suffering on people seeking safety and freedom. Amid a global shift in refugee flows, Afghans who fled their nation's war and escaped to Turkey now feel forgotten and discriminated against in their quest to reach safety in the West because of an imperfect asylum system that fast-tracks those fleeing the most urgent, headline-grabbing war. Syrians and Iraqis, who formed the bulk of the stampede of more than 1 million migrants arriving in Europe in 2015, now take priority. In 2013, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees suspended Afghan asylum claims due to a large backlog of cases. Yet from 2013 to 2015, Afghans only accounted for 4% of all asylum cases approved in Turkey. Meanwhile, the Turkish government established a special rule to handle the influx of 2.7 million Syrian refugees who are able to get assistance and authorized to receive work permits. 2 years ago, Afghan refugees led a 52-day protest by setting up an encampment in front of the UN refugee office in Ankara, Turkey. A dozen sewed their lips together and launched a hunger strike, declaring that UN incompetence had deprived them of their fundamental rights. Civilian deaths are now rapidly on the rise in Afghanistan. Still, there is little chance most Afghan refugees can reach Europe, despite the fact that over 175,000 Afghans have filed asylum petitions. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the police killing of a Navajo woman, L'Oreal St. John, in Winslow, Arizona. Body camera video shows police officer Austin Shipley trying to restrain St. John, who was suspected of shoplifting, and pushing her to the ground. Moments later, St. John brandished a small pair of medical scissors, and Shipley shot the 27-year-old Native woman 5 times. In July, Officer Shipley was cleared of any wrongdoing by Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery, who reviewed the case. In response, St. John's family has filed a $10.5 million lawsuit against the city of Winslow. The suit claims Shipley violated the woman's civil rights, and the city ignored Officer Shipley's history of unwarranted aggressive actions while on the job. According to the Guardian newspaper's database of U.S. police killings, there has been a spike of police shootings of Native Americans over the last year. Thus far in 2016, 13 Native Americans have been killed by police. Simon Moya Smith, an Oglala Lakota Native activist, complained it's unfortunate that Native Americans are routinely excluded from this conversation about police killings. We first need to get the cops to see us as human, and hopefully then they won't see themselves as judges, the jury, and executioner. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.